Okay, it's obviously Yom HaShoah, so I wanted our learning this evening to reflect that, and so with your permission, I wanted to skip one Mishnah ahead to the Mishnah, the teaching of Nitai Har Beili, who was the Av Beis Din during the period of the Nisius, of the leadership of Yehoshua ben Prachya of the Sanhedrin. We'll come back to Yehoshua ben Prachya, God willing, tomorrow night. Of course, the question, the issue, which is very much, on people's minds is in the current pandemic, people making comparisons to the events that we remember tonight, which on their face are, of course, not just erroneous, but an absurdity. Certainly, I'm not referring to those who have lost loved ones. In the pandemic, the loss of a loved one is always a trauma and irrevocable loss. But what I mean is the experience of social isolation and quarantine, cannot possibly in any sense be compared to the conditions that were experienced during the Shoah. The ongoing, thank God, availability of food, of medicine, of shelter, of clothing, the fact that, yes, there is a sense of threat and fear around us, but again, there isn't a dedicated group of SS officers, literally, whose raison d'etre is to annihilate and to exterminate, militates very strongly in favor of reinforcing this sense of distinction between our, again, very challenging times, to be sure, but what was experienced between 1939 and 1945, the destruction of a very significant portion of European Jewry. All of that being said, we should, however, take great strength, as we heard some of the reflections during the Yom HaShoah program, we should take great strength from those who came before us, from their resilience and from their steadfast qualities. The Mishnah states the following, Nitai Har Beili Haya Omer Harchek Mishachein Ra, that a person should distance themselves from an evil neighbor. Now, of course, Nitai Har Beili in his time meant this in the spiritual sense, but it has very significant meaning in the context of the Shoah as well. Whether one had a Shachein Tov, a good, compassionate, heroic neighbor, one of the Chasidei Umot HaUlam, or whether one had a Shachein Ra, somebody who was wicked, and somebody who was all too eager to take the fruits and the spoils of the German treatment of the Jews, that difference was very often the difference between life and death. When I asked my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, how it was that the Nazis so efficiently were able to identify the Jewish people who lived in his apartment complex, he said the answer was simple. They didn't have to. The super of the building, who they had generally thought of as a kindly man, he would fetch the ball from the gutter for them when they played soccer. That same individual took the Gestapo around, not under duress, but happily, pointing out every single Jew who lived in the apartment complex. Harchek mishachein ra. Nitai Har Beili said, secondly, al tischaber larasha, that a person should not join forces with those who are evil. You know, the Nazis had many accomplices. What's fascinating about the current version of Holocaust revision and denial in Europe, and again, this is a perennial battle, and it's always fought on somewhat different fronts, is that the most current iteration is the criminalization of statements that reflect on the Nazi accomplices. There's been legislation in a variety of Eastern European countries, perhaps most prominently Poland, over the last number of years that literally makes it illegal to discuss Poles as not the victims of the Nazis, and surely many Poles were victims of the Nazis, but as accomplices and abettors as well. And the fact remains, the cold, hard, historical fact remains, Al tischaber l'rasha, that without those accomplices in the countries where the Nazis were able to murder millions of our forebearers, the final solution and its implementation would, in a word, have been impossible. And the proof of this can be found in the countries where there was significant resistance to the implementation of the final solution. Most famously, in Denmark, where the entire Jewish population, effectively, was rescued and sent over to Sweden. The reaction of the general population to the Nazis was dispositive in terms of the outcome for Jews. And I'm not saying that every single Jewish person could have been saved from the hands of the Nazis, from the Einsatzgruppen, from the SS, but the number 6 million is a reflection of Al tischaber l'rasha, of how wicked and truly evil it is to be an accomplice of those who have murderous designs. And finally, and I think most powerfully, the third clause in Nitai HaRabeli's triad, Al titya'ish min hapuranut. And this, according to Rashi, has a dual meaning. Number one, a person should never have yiush and think that puranus will never come his way. If a person is an ashir, is wealthy, says Rashi, he or she should never think to themselves that they will never fall on hard times, that things cannot change. Right now, I happen to be reading the definitive history of the Third Reich by Richard Evans, a professor in Cambridge, wrote a three-part series. I'm reading now the second volume, The Third Reich in Power. And it details across every single major area in Nazi Germany, from the economy to the military, people decorated with iron crosses, to the leading scientists, of course, from German culture, and people who would have considered themselves to be untouchable under any regime, how the Nazis, not by 1939, but typically by 1935, had simply rooted out Jews of levels of prominence from all of these areas. Simply put, no one was untouchable. Al tisyoish min apuranus. An ashir can become an ani. But the same thing is true in the opposite direction, and on this more hopeful note, I wanted to bring my remarks to a conclusion. Al tisyoish min apuranus, Rashi says, equally means that if a person is suffering from terrible trials, from true poranus, al tisyoish, that such a person should never despair. If you would have gone to a Jew in 1943, in a concentration camp, anywhere in Poland, in Germany, and ask them, you know, what is the future of the Jewish people? What do you think the future holds for the Jewish people? And the only logical response would be, what future? There's, you know, maves b'chalonoseinu. There's death all around. And yet, here we are, not a century removed. And we have, thank God, for all of its challenges, a thriving Jewish community in the United States of America with unprecedented levels of learning. Yes, there are challenges. We have the State of Israel and its thriving Jewish population. And so, Al tisyoish min hapuranus, perhaps there's no greater historical example of that than the fact that next week we'll be celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut, which of course commemorates an event that took place 3 years after the defeat of the Nazis. Things can change in life very, very quickly, and that's true in both directions. And so when a person believes himself or herself to be beyond somehow the reach of vulnerability, life very quickly humbles us. That's the first Al tisyoish min hapuranus. But there's equally Alti Siyashim Naparanus. When we are Mimamakim, when we are at our greatest depths, we always have to remember that there are, for sure, better days ahead. And that, too, is one of the great legacies of the Shoah, that we can emerge from the ashes and that we can rebuild a thriving Jewish community. And that even as we remember those who were taken from us, from all of our personal families and collectively from the Jewish people, to remember them is equally to remember the eternality of the Jewish people, that we are here to remember them. And what would we give so that any of the 6 million could be here right now to see a Mincha Maariv taking place over Zoom, the commitment of the Jewish people to the perpetuation of our sacred Masorah, no matter what the conditions are, no matter how creative we have to be. We can imagine the smiles on their faces when they would see how the Jewish people indeed have persevered. B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu mi'adam. And may we continue to experience, even during this most challenging time, that ever-present sense of bitachon, that we will never be destroyed under any conditions. The Nazis failed. The Nazis invested enormous resources. They failed. Anyone who tries to destroy Am Yisrael inevitably will fail as well.